Welcome to our overview talk on Cyprus. Cyprus Latin binomial is Cupressus sempervirens. Cupressus sempervirens. It belongs in the botanical family of the Cupressaceae. Cupressaceae. This is actually one of my favorite essential oils. I mean, most of them I'll probably end up saying they're my favorite essential oils, but I'm particularly fond of Cyprus. If you haven't had a chance yet, I'd go ahead and take out your Cyprus essential oils so you can sit for a moment and just have an aromatic moment, so to speak, just to smell. It's very rich, a well-rounded oil. That first aroma you're getting is it has a lot of monoterpene, cypress does. But there's kind of an underlying warmth to it that makes it a really beautiful oil to work with. All right, it's distilled from the leaves, twigs, and cones of Cupressaceae sempervirens. It has a medium blending factor of 5. So it's a good, it's like kind of a little bit like lavender. You can, it's the middle road of essential oils. Say if you had all 5 to 7 essential oils, you could potentially put 5 of each of the 3 to add up to your 15, and they'd balance each other out. Cyprus is considered a mid-note, and the most important safety information with any of the monoterpene-rich essential oils is that you really want to store them well. These are essential oils that are commonly stored in the refrigerator or at least in a cool part of your house. That's fine as well. And then to make sure it has an appropriate orifice reducer and the cap on. If you're buying larger quantities like 4 or 2, really from 1 ounce on up, you'll want to make sure you decant them into smaller containers once there's, you know, quite a bit of head space or empty space above the essential oil, just to prevent kind of that oxygen or the oxidation of the essential oil itself. So it's good to always move your essential oils into smaller containers once, say, 4 ounces at a stage where it can go into 2 ounces, etc. Some companies do nitrogen caps. I know Stillpoint Aromatics does that. So they fill up the headspace with nitrogen instead of oxygen. That helps to keep the essential oil stable, especially if you're going to have it for a while. Excuse me. But we tend to buy in smaller quantities, like 5 mils, 10 mils, 15 mils. I occasionally buy 4 ounces, say, of lemongrass, and I do decant it into a 2-ounce bottle once I have about 2 ounces. The reason for that, that whole little dialogue there, was when monoterpenes oxidize, they can increase their skin sensitizing potential. So even in blended products, they could cause a sensitization reaction, and you will have learned about sensitization in the safety section of essential oils. And then the therapeutic activities with Cyprus is it's a great antispasmodic. It's used with things like Roman chamomile. We talked a little bit about that. A core quality of it is it's astringent. It's a kind of astringent to veins, so it's useful for varicose veins. It's astringent to the skin, so it's useful for oily skin conditions, more kapha skin. And it's useful for when there's excess mucus in the lungs. Excuse me. Cyprus is antitussive. It helps to relieve cough or spasmodic coughing. Good one to use in cough syrups. It's nice to use along with eucalyptus and a little bit of honey in a cough syrup to reduce spasmodic coughs. It has a restorative quality. That might be why I love it so much. It has a restorative quality on the nervous system, and is used for its vasoconstrictor, as I said earlier, for things like varicose veins. Cypress is also indicated, I consider it an essential oil that's indicated for excess conditions in general. So excess thinking, excess sweating, excess, you know, oil on the skin, excess talking, excess, I'm trying to think, excess blood flow. Whew. Couldn't get that out. So it's just really, really useful. Things like varicose veins or hemorrhoids for its astringent quality. Excess blood flow during menstruation. It's very good to make up, say, a synergy of cypress. Another astringent essential oil would be geranium. And then you could do patchouli. So if I take a moment just to get those oils out, we have cypress, patchouli, and geranium. Yeah, very nice. Can also be used for painful menstruation because there's a quality of cypress that's slightly analgesic as well. So cypress, geranium, and patchouli would make a nice abdominal massage oil for excess blood flow, but you could use that also for other things like excess oil on the skin for like a cleanser. And it smells beautiful together as well. So when someone, like in an inhaler for excess thinking, feelings of being overwhelmed, cypress is really useful for. On the spasmodic cough, a combination of cypress and eucalyptus. Let me get eucalyptus out. Beautiful. So cypress, eucalyptus, and let's try bay laurel, Laurus nobilis. Lovely. So bay laurel, eucalyptus globulus, and cypress. Lovely. Yeah. That would make a nice, that would be nice in the diffuser, like when the cough and cold or flu season's going. Cypress is also used for the lymphatic system. So let's say cypress and grapefruit and juniper berry. Sorry. Here we go. Yeah, that would be nice. Like you could do a massage oil, a gel, cream, lotion, or a salt scrub or sugar scrub with this combination. Juniper berry, cypress, and grapefruit. Cypress is very contractive, so it really is an oil to think about when someone feels overwhelmed with whatever is happening in their life, overwhelmed with work, overwhelmed with family. Cypress is just a great go-to essential oil, either to diffuse into the environment or to make a personal inhaler to help relieve those feelings of being overwhelmed. Let me do one other combination, like cypress. Sometimes you have to try things out. Like, let's see if cypress and ylang ylang go together. They do go nicely. Just trying to think of what I would use that for. Let's go back for a moment to the spasmodic cough. One thing that can be helpful when it's just kind of a really acute situation is apply 5 drops of cypress and 5 drops of eucalyptus, and this is for anyone 7 years or older, undiluted right on the chest and the upper back. This helps like within, I would say, half an hour to an hour tops to relieve. I mean, the cough can completely go away. So that's like one of those circumstances you could potentially use an essential oil undiluted. If you don't want to or your skin's more sensitive, do a dilution of about 10 to 15%. That would be great as well. Or again, another solution would just be to simply diffuse them into one's environment or make a little cough syrup, like a honey cough syrup with these essential oils in it. If someone's experiencing diarrhea as part of a digestive upset, cypress can be used in a 5% dilution, like an abdominal massage. That can be really helpful. With diarrhea, you go counterclockwise. It's just very gentle, not hard, not like when we're constipated, you would do a little bit of a heavier pressure on the stomach or on the abdomen. Whereas with diarrhea, it's very light and then counterclockwise. And so those are some of the core qualities of cypress. Enjoy continuing on with your next essential oil.